It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yeah, looking at the radar right now, you heard right there that we got a lot of rain coming down, and yeah, we do. And so with that, looking at the radar, and it looks like it's going to continue for a while. So I'm not sure if we're going to have the Blue Wahoos game tonight. It's probably going to get canceled, would be my guess. But we'll see. Might have a chance for it. About 5:35 when we do our sports hit, 5:40 when we do our sports hit, we'll get an update then. From the Blue Wahoos, see if it's still on. Top three stories here for you real quick. Jill Biden, first lady, has tested positive for coronavirus once again. Another rebound case, just like her husband did, where she was 3 days out from quarantine and then tested positive once again. 15 people reportedly killed in an Independence Day attack in Ukraine. Oh, boy. And then as that war continues to ravage on, and then President Biden going to cancel $10,000 in student loan debt. All right, so here's the details from this, a little bit further details, I guess you would say. So it's going to be $20,000 of forgiven debt, $20,000 if you went to college on Pell Grants, $10,000 if you didn't receive Pell Grants. The forgiveness only applies to those earning less than $125,000. And they've gone ahead and extended the pause on paying student loans until the end of the year. Now, one other thing they included in with this was if you have undergraduate loans, you can cap repayment at 5% of your monthly income. So you're trying to make those, you're trying to pay on your student loans? It'll be capped now at 5% of your monthly income. That's become a problem because some people, they had a plan or they might have been paying something, but then they lost their job and things. And so maybe they reduced their amount of income, or they just didn't make as much money as they thought they were going to make, yet the payment plan was already set up for a certain way. Now it's just 5% of your monthly income. So that's the things. But, okay, so there we go. How does this going to work? How do I apply, Bobby? How do I get my student loans go away? There is no plan yet. Not yet. So the very first thing is that pulled up whitehouse.gov pertaining to their actual press release pertaining to this. And so the first thing they basically said is they're directing the Department of Education to come up with a way, to come up with a plan to address this. That was their to how can people come or fill out an application, I guess you'd say. That was the main thing. So so once again, there'll be some sort of application that will be coming out, I'm sure. That just right now they don't have it, so they're just announcing this is what they're planning on doing. So with that announcement being that, okay, they're gonna try to set up a simple application process for borrowers to claim relief. Okay. It says the application, this is from the whitehouse.gov, the application will be available no later than when the pause on federal student loan payments terminates at the end of the year. Nearly 8 million borrowers may be eligible to receive relief automatically because their relevant income data is already available to the department. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan, this debt relief will not be treated as taxable income for federal income tax purposes. Because that was one of the things, right? It was like, oh, okay, so you're gonna pay off my $10,000 of student loans. Does that look like I made $10,000 and now I got to pay taxes on $10,000 worth of income? No. To help ensure a smooth transition back to repayment, the Department of Education is extending the student loan pause a final time through December 31st, no one with federally held loans, blah, blah, blah. So there's going to be an application process. This got me thinking, though, if they're going to have an application process that gives time for opposition, people to try to go, no, you can't have this. And so they're saying it'll be done before the end of the year. The application will be, but there could be some other blockage, I guess you would say. Some of the statistics that came out from the White House. Of course, they talked about skyrocketing cost of college. Well, we all know that, right? We know it's been outrageous for many years now. But they also shared this. Nearly all Pell Grant recipients come from families with incomes of $60,000 or less. 66% of Pell Grant recipients came from families that make $30,000 or less. 28% came from those that made between $30,000 and $60,000. And only 7% of Pell Grant recipients came from households that made $60,000 or more. Nearly 90% of the debt cancellation, therefore, will go to borrowers who make less than $75,000 in the home. 87% of the debt forgiveness of people who are going to be getting this debt forgiveness will come from homes that make less than $75,000 a year. Only 13% of this debt forgiveness will go to households that make borrowers who make between $75,000 and $125,000 a year. So there's that's just a little bit more details. Now, what I found was kind of interesting is then they actually had another part in there, which is about we have to make the student loan system more manageable for current and future borrowers. Fixing existing loan repayment to lower monthly payments is what their first step in, quote, fixing the system. So they're saying for undergraduate loans, cut in half the amount the borrowers have to pay each month from 10% down to 5% of discretionary income. Raise the amount. This is some of the other things in this. Oh, actually, let me give you the rest of them after traffic on the Fives of Gracie.
We are seeing some slow-moving traffic due to this rain coming through our area. I-10, if you are heading westbound, right before you get to Pine Forest, you'll see some congestion due to the rain coming through. And really just slow traffic all throughout Highway 90. That's going to be 9 Mile Road, Milton and Pacey, and some spotty traffic. And then we have some delays on I-10 in the eastbound direction. This is going to be right after Ward Basin Road. Again, I-10 eastbound. If you see something else on the road slowing you down or have details for me, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111. Traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the Fives.
Okay, so some of the things that the Biden administration announced today that's supposed to try to help relieve future and current borrowers. Cut undergraduate loan repayment from 10% of discretionary income down to 5%. Raise the amount of income that is considered non-discretionary, therefore is protected from repayment. Forgive loan balances after 10 years of payments instead of 20 years for those who have original loan balances of $12,000 or less. And then let's see here. Then they also had ensure that public servants receive credit towards loan forgiveness. And there was something else too. Yeah, that was pretty much it. Because the rest was just saying we got to do things to protect borrowers from steep increases in college costs. But there was no plan to do that. It was just it needed to happen. Excuse me. Then Marco Rubio coming out and bashing the student loan, quote, bailout, and says we need reform, not just reform of the student loan payment plan, but reform of college education in general. Quote, forgiving student loan debt isn't free. It means that 85% of Americans with no undergraduate debt from college will be carrying the burden for those that do. That is not a relief. It is an unfair burden to place on working families. There are better ways to help borrowers with surging interest rates and staggering debt. My Loan Act would increase transparency and eliminate interest rates in the federal student loan industry. Congress should pass it immediately. So Loan Act is leveraging opportunities for Americans now. He introduced it in the past. It just never went anywhere. The proposal removes interest from loans with financing fees ranging from 20 to 35% of the loan. So those who pay early would be eligible for refunds of part of the finance fee. So he says it's time to update our federal student loan system because fear of debt should never stand in the way of education and the pursuit of a better life, end quote. I don't know. I know there's a lot of people not happy about this today, but I know there's others who are praising it, thinks it's wonderful. There's a text. The big question today, question I have is if a debt is forgiven, the debt or usually gives them if the debt is forgiven, the debt or the government usually gives them a 1099, it becomes taxable income. So I addressed that already, that will not become taxable income because of the American Rescue Plan. Hey, Bobby, I know these college graduates, but these are college graduates, but will they be able to figure out the 5%? That's half of their current payment, usually.
Like without a calculator, or like what do you mean?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. We won't even go there. You're just triggering people. There's teachers right now driving off the road. Thanks for that. Here's one. So do I get a refund since mine are paid off? Yeah, you're trying to trigger other people. And then let's see here. I think I might go down and borrow the money to go to college, $9,900, and then get debt forgiveness. Might not go to college, but I could use the 10 grand because I definitely make less than $125,000. Oh, sneaky, sneaky. I don't know what the dates are that you have to have it. In fact, what I was trying to look for in all of this is, do you have to graduate? Like, did you have to graduate? What about a lot of people who have student loan debts but didn't finish college? And they're still paying on those student loan debts. Do they get debt forgiveness, or do you have to actually graduate in order to qualify for the debt? I didn't see that in the press release, so not sure. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, top trending news. Stick around.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn.
It's cold right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So our government... Wait, what is this? Oh, yeah. So our government is paying these loans. I would home pennies on the dollar. The government's not paying the loans. They're just going away. Like, it's just snap your fingers and disappeared. Like, never happened. Never existed. Government is paying off the loans, I guess. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, a new study coming out of NYU on addiction treatment today. The pill being looked at contains psilocybin, which is the hallucinogenic compound found in magic mushrooms. Researchers say it's got the potential to help with alcohol addiction. According to the study out of NYU, nearly half of the patients who received this hallucinogenic drug along with psychotherapy reduced their drinking, and 25% stopped drinking completely. Hollywood executive Harvey Weinstein is being granted an appeal today. This is just about 2 years now since he's been convicted of third-degree rape and other crimes. The New York State of Appeals Chief Judge Janet DeFore granted that appeal. It's going to allow oral arguments to begin next year. They could either uphold the lower court's decision regarding the conviction, reverse it, or order a new trial. Major League Baseball, some changes coming for their interleague games for all of their teams this season. The new balanced schedule released decreases the number of divisional games from 19 down to 13, interleague games going up from 20 to 46. And each team also going to be playing a full series against their rival team. The other 42 games being spread out with 21 games at home and on the road against interleague opponents. And Bobby, two of the biggest films in the DC universe being pushed back today. Aquaman 2 and Shazam, Fury of the Gods, both seeing some release date changes. The Aquaman sequel being pushed from March to December of 2023. Shazam moving from December of this year to March of 2023.
First of all, I believe it's pronounced Shazam.
It might be.
That's disappointing. Push them back a couple of movies that they've been looking forward to. So But I guess it's they gotta get them when they get them out right, you know. So I actually just finished last night binge watching the Offer on Paramount Plus. I had a couple of friends tell me, like, "Have you seen Offer?" I'm like, "No." They're like, "You gotta watch it." And so the Offer is, it's like a 10-episode series about the making of The Godfather. And it was very eye-opening. I'm sure a lot of it was fictional, right? But it was still very interesting. It was a very entertaining show. Miles Teller, who was in Top Gun Maverick, plays the director or the producer, Al Ruddy, and goes through how there was all this pushback from the mob, how they did not want this movie to be made because they thought it would make Italian Americans look bad, and all this other stuff. Like, I didn't know there was all this controversy surrounding.
So it's a docu-series, or
it's like historical fiction.
Okay,
I mean it's more like a docu-series, but I guess because it's like, you know, Miles Teller and all these other actors playing it out, and it's based on, like, I guess a memoir of Al Ruddy, who he's the one that created Hogan's Heroes, and later he did The Longest Yard, and he did a bunch of other movies. I think he just did Cry Macho last year it came out, and so he's so it's based on his memoir. It's a 10-part series. It was very good, and I don't remember why I'm even talking about it. Other than,
I don't know, but I'm gonna check it out.
Like, what were we just talking about? We're talking about Shazam. Oh, talking about looking forward for movies coming out. That's what it was. It threw me off. All right, let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have some slowdowns right now. I-10 eastbound at mile marker 29. Left lane is blocked due to an accident. This is going to be just after Ward Basin Road, so keep that in mind. Seeing some heavy slowdowns there. Eastbound on I-10. Westbound on I-10, expect some slow traffic due to the rain we have coming through the area. That is going to be between 9 Mile exit and I-110. Have some slow traffic. And everyday afternoon traffic on Gulf Breeze on 98 is checking in. Definitely going to see that in front of the Nature Preserve if you're heading into Tiger Point. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call. 850-2626-111. Traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
An update from Tesla coming up here next that, well, it's kind of jaw-dropping. Stick around. So a couple things from Tesla. First of all, their 3-to-1 stock split happened today. That happened for those who've already invested with Tesla. But yesterday, some reports came out that the new Tesla Cybertruck is going to come without air conditioning. at least the prototypes so far do not have air. I cannot imagine they would actually roll those off the assembly line without air conditioning. Not in today's day and age. And finally, last year, Elon Musk and Tesla made a promise, and now it's getting up here. We only got a few months left, and they're ramping up to fulfill that promise. What is the promise? They want to have all of their vehicles to be 100% autonomous, meaning self-driving cars. All the Teslas will be 100% self-driving car ability by the end of the year. And apparently they're ramping up their software upgrades to do just that. A lot of people are freaking out, thinking the technology's not quite there yet. Don't do this. Pence call right now, Bobby Rossi. Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Coming up on Friday already, we got the 4th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon. And there is so the Cat Country, of course, our sister station, 98.7. So they hold this radiothon every year. This year is to benefit the Studer Family Children's Hospital. In fact, it has been for the past few years. This year is actually going to pay off what we've been raising money for, the neonatal transport unit. So it's going to pay it off this year. Thanks in part to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, who's going to match donations up to $20,000. So the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is going to be at Cordova Mall at Center Court, once again on Friday. So it'll be all day long. Thank you to the miracle sponsors, Honto and Clark, champion sponsors, Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and Hope sponsors, International Paper and Florida Power and Light. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you. President Biden canceling up to $10,000 in student loan debt for borrowers and extending the payment pause. Also, it'll be $20,000 of forgiveness if those loans came from Pell Grants. If they did not come from Pell Grants, then $10,000. Which is kind of confusing, too. I thought Pell Grants were grants, right? Isn't there Pell Grant, which is a grant which you don't have to repay? And then there's student loans. So does it mean if you got any grants at all that you don't have to repay, then you can get $20,000 worth of forgiveness, but if you didn't get any grants, then you... That seems weird. Maybe I misunderstand that. You can correct me through the text line, 850-437-1620. 15 people reportedly killed in an Independence Day attack in Ukraine from Russia. And First Lady Jill Biden testing positive for COVID in a rebound case 3 days after she left isolation. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos is postponed tonight. They end up losing last night, 5-9. It's been postponed tonight because of all the rain. I mentioned before at the beginning of the hour, it didn't look like the rain was moving out anytime soon. So they're going to have the makeup game tomorrow at 4:05 and then the follow-up right after that. And once again, both these games will be at home. Major League Baseball going on. A lot of games earlier. The Oakland A's beat the Miami Marlins in 10 innings, unfortunately. The Atlanta Braves beat the Pirates, though, 14-2. Go Braves. Tigers beat the Giants. The Rangers beat the Colorado Rockies 16-4. And then Washington Nationals right now are tied with the Seattle Mariners at one apiece, bottom of the eighth inning. But the Mariners have a man on first, two outs. Top of the eighth inning, Cleveland Guardians are beating the Padres 7-0. Coming up tonight at 6:05 on FS1, Baltimore Orioles are going to be hosting the Chicago White Sox. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Angels tonight as well. Then when it comes to sports news, the PGA Tour is making some big changes after having a meeting with Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. One of those changes is Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy announced yesterday a new virtual golf league. And this is where, if you haven't seen these virtual golf simulators, they're pretty cool. And I guess they're setting up this new virtual golf league using simulators. So when they made that announcement, the next thing that they worked with the PGA Tour on, because they're doing this in conjunction with the PGA Tour. The next thing they announced is that next year, the top players will have more opportunities to play and will make more money. And this is to try to prevent more players from leaving for the LIV golf. Chet Holmgren from the Oklahoma City Thunder, he's the number two overall pick, ended up tearing ligaments in his foot. He might miss the season. In the NFL, the New Orleans Saints quarterback Jameis Winston hoping that he'll be able to play in the NFL preseason game on Friday as he's still coming back from ACL injury from last year. And Len Dawson, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs and a broadcaster, passing away today at the age of 87. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We are seeing slow traffic due to the rain. That's going to be some congestion on I-10 in the westbound direction. Really between 29 and 9 Mile Road, you're going to see cars slowing down due to the rain we're having. And then also on I-10 in the eastbound direction, we do have an accident. That is at mile marker 29. Left lane is blocked, reported by FHP, and it is backing up. So it's backing up almost to the Garcon Point Road exit. So once you get past Garcon Point Road, you're going to start seeing that traffic starting to really pile up there. Again, eastbound. And then just heavy traffic all throughout where you're having rain with cars slowing down, especially 98 Gulf Breeze is looking slow, and on the 3 mile bridge it's moving slowly as well. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call. Also we got a text in letting us know that there actually is a wreck on Lillian and Dog Track. Just a fender bender, but it is over to the side and having some minimal traffic backups. So again, if you do see something else on the road, make sure to reach out through the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Governor DeSantis was, so on Monday, of course, Dr. Anthony Fauci ended up announcing that he was going to step down as the director of the NIAID, and he's going to step down as the chief medical, health advisor to the White House, right? So, and Wednesday, today, Governor DeSantis was giving a speech to a crowd, Keep Florida Free event. It was in Seminole County. So it was a big Republican event he was speaking to, and, well, at one point, that's what he had to say about Anthony Fauci.
Because they treated kids so poorly, and I'm just sick of seeing him. I know he says he's going to retire. Someone needs to grab that little elf and chuck him across the Potomac.
Little elf? Little elf and chuck him across the Potomac? That's, okay. Dr. Anthony Fauci, I'm not an elf. He's being an angry elf. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Actually, I have one more story to share with you real quick before we get a break. There is a potential cure for food allergies. You know, people who are allergic to peanuts, people who are allergic to people are allergic to peanuts, or people who are allergic to gluten, wheat, things like that, right? Potential cure for food allergies, but particularly like people who have anaphylactic shocks more than like gluten allergies and lactose allergies. But apparently it smells like dog poo. So, yeah. There is a potential cure for food allergies, but, it includes a bacterial compound that helps good gut bacteria grow in the gut, but apparently it smells like a blend of dog poo and rancid butter. Oh, rancid. The word rancid in and of itself sounds rancid. Like, you just say the word rancid, and you're like, no, thank you. You're like, but you didn't hear what I had to say. Like, I don't care what you have to say. You're like, I was just going to say it was rancid strawberries. You're like, oh! And apparently, it doesn't just smell like dog poo and rancid butter. It tastes just as bad. So, it did work to prevent anaphylactic shock in lab mice. But the people who volunteered in the next phase of the study couldn't swallow it. Because it was just too wretched. Too so funny. Like, here, this will cure all your ailments if you can find a way to shove it down your gullet. Just try again. If at first you don't succeed, try yet again. You just keep throwing it up. It does no good if you keep throwing it up. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, got a text here. I love Governor DeSantis. Yeah, but Rancid is a good band. I was actually thinking that too. I was like, Rancid sounds terrible. Well, actually, the band sounds pretty good. But okay, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up next. Quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Time. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up here in just a minute, we got an update from FoxNews.com. And the Stepping Out in Style fashion show is coming up, 46th annual one. It's presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. It's going to be on August 27th at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashions are provided by Blue Teak, Gulf Coast Cabbie Stylist, Dillard's, The Market, and Mainly Shoes, and the South Outfitters. So there's still sponsorships available now. You can also get tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. And, well, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, if you're going to be passing by the old graffiti bridge sometime soon, there's some new artwork up there that you might want to take a look at. Somebody's painted a large duck swimming on the water, complete with a little word bubble, says, duck.
Oh, good idea.
A warning for the trucks that are getting wedged under there all the time. It's really neat. I actually just hit the share button on our Facebook page a couple of minutes ago, so you can check it out there.
Very nice. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Well, the top story is, who's paying for it? White House has no answer about whose tab Biden's $300 billion student loan handout is going on. Analysis does show. So yesterday we talked about how the majority of Americans believe that paying off American student loans will worsen the inflation crisis. And I said, I'm not sure. Well, apparently the analysis shows that it could worsen inflation. So we've got that. And then, of course, we got who's going to pay for it. How's it going to get paid for? Especially because it's not going to be taxable. Writing it, like, if you get $10,000, or if you had it on with Pell Grants, it'd be $20,000 written off, and yet you don't have to pay for it. Like, you don't have to pay taxes on that as a benefit, and there's no 1099 or anything like this. Then, so there's no money coming back to it. So, a lot of people are saying this is a taxpayer-funded bribe. And, I don't know. We gotta see. Now, at the same time, NAACP says it's good to do the student loan payoff, but it doesn't go far enough. It needs to go further. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The other top stories on FoxNews.com. Governor DeSantis blasting Anthony Fauci. Yeah, we just played the audio. We'll play it again in a second. But first, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear right now, Bobby. We are seeing some slowdowns throughout Pensacola on I-10, though. This is going to be some congestion due to some rain just scattered throughout Pensacola. Seeing it at the Pine Forest exit as well as at Escambia Bay Bridge. And on I-10, we have an accident in the eastbound direction. Mile marker 29, accident with the left lane block right near Ward Basin Road. But these slowdowns have gone past the Garcon Point exit. So you will see some heavy slowdowns again eastbound on I-10. 3 Mile Bridge is looking slow due to some rain as well as typical slowdowns on 98 at Gulf Breeze Parkway in front of the Nature Preserve. See something else, just give me a call. 850-2626-111 is a traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So one of the other top stories on FoxNews.com, let's play it again. Here's Governor DeSantis talking about Dr. Anthony Fauci.
And I'm just sick of seeing him. I know he says he's going to retire. Someone needs to grab that little elf and chuck him across the Potomac.
A little elf? A little elf? Oh, I'm not a little elf. No, okay, yes, he is.
I feel like a really funny meme or video is coming soon.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's going to be lots and lots
Dobby
of memes.
Dobby the Elf style.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's coming.
Yeah. You're going to have angry elf memes and all kinds of things like this.
We could do T-shirts.
Yes, T-shirts. Yeah. Big opportunity right here. Big opportunity. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Please play it two more times. We did play it once more, so let's play it one more time. Here you go. You asked, we deliver. So here's Governor DeSantis talking about the angry elf.
And I'm just sick of seeing him. I know he says he's going to retire. Someone needs to grab that little elf and chuck him across the Potomac.
I don't Should we calling public officials little elves? I shouldn't be laughing. It just sounds funny. Like, where did you get? Full disclosure, I don't like that he's calling him an elf. Okay, I don't like that, but it's funny, and I can't help but laugh at funny stuff. Okay.
Also, if you watch the video, you see him take his hand and like he's clenching something and throw it out like it's laundry.
Yeah, the video makes it funnier when you watch his reaction to it. Like you can picture him grabbing his little elf, and then it makes you think. I mean, Anthony Fauci's tiny, but it makes him seem like he's like really tiny, and then you just picturing him. And I guess that's why I'm laughing, because I see the video over and over, and I'm just like, that's funny. And so I'm like, I don't think we should be name calling, but that's funny right there. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Gollum. Yeah.
My precious.
There's all kinds of things you can go with that one whole thing. You know what? He might be more right. He might be more of a golem than an elf. I can see both monikers though. So, how tall is Anthony Fauci? By the way, I think he's like. What's your guess? I'm guessing 5'4".
Yeah, I would say 5'4".
All right, you can't use the same as me.
Well, I'm 5'4", so that's why I feel like he can't be much.
He's 5'7".
What?
He's a giant.
I'm not a little elf.
He's like, I'm not a little elf. I'm a giant. He's probably like, it doesn't have his weight, but my guess is probably like 105 pounds. So he might be 5'7", but go 5. All right, let's hit Bobby's brain teases.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Ernest Hemingway had 52 cats and 16 dogs. That's too many. It's too much. Donuts at Dunkin' Donuts only makes about 10% of their revenue. The bulk of their money comes from their coffee. That's why they actually dropped the donuts from their name back in 2009. Now they're just Dunkin'. I still call them Dunkin' Donuts because I'm used to. Haagen-Dazs was started by a couple in the Bronx. They made up the name by using nonsense words that sounded foreign, but they sued another ice cream company because they called Frozen Glodge for using a foreign-sounding name as well.